or did you ever hear of sold loose or sold in bulk or bulk?
Sold loose, I heard that.
Okay. And something that you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
Cinnamon?
Or not jam, but something like that.
Jelly?
Okay. And what you could have on the table to season food with.
Salt.
And?
Salt and pepper.
And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Can have an apple.
And you might tell someone, he doesn't live here. He lives.
Over there.
Okay. Would you ever say yonder?
No.
You wouldn't say that?
My husband says that sometimes. He's in a bathroom. You don't hear me.
How does that sound to you?
Oh, gosh. Oftentimes I ask him why he says that.
It just sounds kind of uneducated.
I don't know. It looks funny. Sounds funny.
And you might tell someone, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're
broke.
Or you're not, if you never have any money, then you're
poor.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor. But next door was a child,
that was rich?
We're talking about his father being rich.
Oh, and his father is rich?
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach. If you have a lot of peach trees growing, you call that a peach.
Peach orchard?
Okay. And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to another man and say, he's the man
that has the peach trees.
Okay. And, you know, in a cherry, the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call that the...
We call that a stone.
Okay. What about in a peach?
We call that a stone also.
Okay. And the kind of peach that you have to cut the stone out of...
The kind of peach?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one kind that's hard to get the stone out of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yonder?
Yeah.
Yonder?
No, I don't say that.
Oh, no? You chunk it?
I might say that just to pick at it.
No, you don't either. No, I don't know what you mean by the peaches. I mean,
What's that?
But there's one kind of peach that it's real easy to get the stone out of. The flesh, just the meat of the peach just comes off the stone real easy. Then there's another kind that doesn't do like that. It's hard to get the meat off the stone.
I'm not with television.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I tell you the truth.
Did you ever hear of a clean stone peach or a pressed peach or anything like that?
All we know is peaches. We never had raised too many peaches here in that much this part of the country.
They have them in the stores, internationals and all. You know, you get them like that, but we don't raise them.
You don't know what kind, what's the name for them. You don't know which is which.
What about the part of the apple that you don't eat?
That's the core.
And if you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Dry them.
Yeah. If you cut,
it up and dry them.
Then you're making. Do you ever hear of snits?
No.
What sort of nuts grow around here?
Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Pecans.
What else?
We had a.
That's about all. Huh?
No, you don't see many no more. They used to have plenty here. I know when I was a kid, we used to
pick well, what it is, I mean, you can't...
It's a nut.
Yeah, but what's the name of it?
About the size